Loco Sports fans, welcome to another edition of the Loco Sports Lowdown Podcast. I'm Justin Jarrett, joined as always by Wes Kerr, and we are talking a little bit of high school football because it is championship week in SCISA, the South Carolina Independent School Association, going to crown their state champs this weekend, and we've got two teams from the Loco who hope to hoist the trophies and enjoy that great feeling of ending the year with the state title. And there are a couple of teams who have been there before. Hilton Head Christian Academy, 11-0, going to take on Carolina Academy, 8-1 in the Class 2A state championship game. And Thomas Hayward going to try to make it a three-peat in Class 1A. The Rebels are 11-1. They'll take on Lee Academy, which is 9-3. Wes, let's start it off with Hilton Head Christian. You saw the Eagles play last week. You saw the Eagles play in the state championship game last year. It was a heartbreaking loss in overtime against Trinity Collegiate. But this year feels different. It feels like the Eagles are the team to beat going into Saturday. Carolina Academy has had an outstanding season, but it really feels like we've been saying all year, Hilton Head Christian's on another level. And if the Eagles do what they do, they should be able to take care of business. If they play the way they did last week against PD Academy, when they stunned us by blowing out the Eagles 63-14, then I think we're going to be talking about an undefeated state champion Hilton Head Christian Academy team on Saturday afternoon.
You're certainly right about that. I think it's a lot different than where we were last year. And I think they proved it all in that semifinal win over PD Academy. I really thought that was going to be a shootout, but Hilton Head Christian Academy just ran away with it right in the outset and cruised to that victory. And just so impressive on all sides of the ball, but the defense was outstanding, especially after a game where they struggled against a four seed. So what a job by the coaching staff, what a job by those players to execute. And just use the talents that they have to put together a near flawless performance. And they're riding on such a high after that win. And now can they replicate that in the state title game? And interesting note here for Carolina Academy, TJ Joy, their coach, this is it for him. This is his final game as coach of Carolina Academy. So there's that added motivation right there, sending their longtime coach out on top. So certainly you're going to have to go against a team that's played even more dedicated for somebody who's been there for a long time at Carolina Academy. So I think the Hilton Head Christian Academy Eagles will have a difficult test, but I do think they'll be able to overcome it. And I think they can really run away with it near the end of this game. And so can they keep that strong rushing defense going? I mean, against the likes of Austin Brown and George Wilder, who ran past Hilton Head Prep in that playoff matchup. And that's the key two-head weapon. I think the Eagles can win the battle at the line of scrimmage and stop those two dynamic rushers. And I don't think Carolina Academy has that offense that PE presents. I think their offense is a step down from what you saw with the PE Eagles. So as long as Hilton Christian shuts down those two running backs and plays that disciplined game, making tackles over the field and then playing some outstanding pass defense, they should be in control of this. I do think Carolina Academy is more of a rushing team than a passing team. We saw Spartanburg Christian as primarily a run team have success against Hilton Christian, but those Eagles found it last week. I mean, even when they gave it to Sinclair, who is who he ran for 200 yards the week before, and then he was shut down for the most part against Hilton Head Christian Academy. So their run defense has found it once again, and I just think Hilton Head Christian, as Carlo Peruzza said, is just on another level right now. And we saw that all against PD and Troy Chisholm. He's had a phenomenal season. Kent Camp and Liam Surgo should be a menace for those Carolina Academy blockers, and it only just helps with having Jace Blackshear and JB Peduzzi roaming around out there on defense. And if Carolina Academy wants to throw the ball, and then Blackshear and Peduzzi have been amazing athletes, and they have what it takes to lend a hand to that defensive effort as well. So I mean, Carolina Academy, they can play defense, but they've never seen anything like that HHCA Eagles, who can chuck it deep, they can run it down the field with that combo of Blackshear and Peduzzi. Blackshear, once again, should be the preferred quarterback. I just think the offense opens up a little more with Chase at the helm, but I think it's a good decision to have both, because, I mean, they're both outstanding no matter who you start quarterback. You get a talented receiver on the other end, and no matter who you start, you're going to get Cameron Strickland on the wide receiver end, who has been the definition of playmaker this year. I mean, he made some sensational plays a week ago to slam the door on PD with a couple of huge catches. And then on the defensive side, too, with a pick six. What a job he has done. I mean, obviously, the MVP of this team will likely be Peduzzi or Blackshear, but Cameron Strickland has just done so many wonders for this squad. I mean, down the stretch the last couple of games and the recap, it's always been Cameron Strickland did this, Cameron Strickland did that. It was one thing every week that changed the tide of a game. When they needed to play, he was making it every time. And I think that's going to be no different here. I think Cameron Strickland's that guy who helps you on both sides of the field, and he's just become a go-to playmaker. And as he said in the recap this past week, he was a checkdown guy. He was just like a running back outlet last year, along with Daniel Harrington. Now he's a go-to guy, going down deep in the field and making some plays on defense too. So just a really, really impressive contribution that he's made to this team the senior year. So what a great job, Cameron Strickland. I just really wanted to make some big mentions of him because he really deserves it from the hard work he's put in this year. And Carolina Academy, you know, they're a great football team. I mean, they took down PD. They're a one seed for a reason. They won their region. And if Hilton Head starts out sluggish, like we've seen before, this could be a very competitive game. But I just don't see it happening. I just think they're locked and loaded after that convincing win over PD Academy. I just don't see it changing. If we see that dialed in Hilton Head Christian Academy squad from last game, they can put this one out of reach quickly. I think Carolina Academy, I think they certainly can make this interesting, maybe in the first half. But I just think those Eagles, with the talent that they possess, I think that should win out as the game goes on. As long as they avoid uncharacteristic mistakes and lapses, they'll be walking out with a state championship and a perfect season.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I do think, you know, there is a game plan for Carolina Academy, a blueprint, if you will, to win this game. And I think it's to control the ball and the clock, keep the ball out of Peduzzi and Blackshear's hands, and, you know, keep it on the ground, get 4 yards of pop, keep moving the chains, running the clock, and try to grind out a, you know, 28-21 win or something. You know, count on your defense to get a couple of big stops, maybe a turnover. So there's definitely a path. You know, let's don't get it wrong. We both believe that. We know Carolina Academy is a good enough team to win this game, but certainly if Hilton Head Christian Academy does what it's capable of, I think they're definitely the team to beat. The Eagles are the better team. It's just a question of whether they'll be the better team on Saturday and whether they can execute it. Certainly the run defense has been spotty. You know, Buford Academy piled up a whole bunch of rushing yards on them. John Paul II ran the ball okay early on, you know, before Hilton Head Christian really kicked it into gear. So teams have been able to run, and you know, that could be a concern. They HHCA has to get stops on first and second down. You know, don't let them get more than 2 or 3 yards on those first couple of downs, force them into longer yardage situations on third down where they may have to pass. And, you know, that's going to be key. There's definitely some, as far as the matchup goes, I think it's a little bit more difficult matchup maybe for Hilton Head Christian than it was last week, just with the style of play. But I do think they'll be the better team. And if they do what they're capable of, it won't be a question. We'll be talking about undefeated state champs at the end of the day. And then we'll be turning right back around to cover another game because Thomas Hayward will kick it off at 5:30 against Lee Academy in the Class 1A championship. The Rebels are here for the third year in a row, trying to make it 3 straight state championships. 4 out of the last 5 years now they've played for the state title. So Thomas Hayward, no stranger to this stage. It's a new opponent for him. It's been, you know, PD and Bethesda the past few years. This time it's Lee Academy, who comes in at 9-3. And I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about the Cavaliers, you know, other than just the research we've done this week. They kind of been out of sight, out of mind. But I, again, like we said with Hilton Head Christian, it's Thomas Hayward's game to lose. And if they come out and play their game, run the ball the way they have all year, count on that offensive line to open big holes, I think that they will be able to win this pretty convincingly, really. I think that Hayward is by far the better team, Wes. I'm curious to hear if you think the same.
Yes, I agree. And I mean, they've just been a freight train, just crushing the competition all year. And I do think they finished the job very easily against Leah Cavity, but you know, I'll give the Cavaliers credit. They did take care of Dylan Christie convincingly, 29-15, and they haven't lost to a 1A team, but they weren't at the level of competition to challenge squads like PD and Carolina Academy up in 2A, and I just don't think they're at the level where they take down Thomas Hayward. I mean, it's been complete domination for that Rebel offense. They're averaging 39 points per game. They've scored 40 or more points in six straight. Peyton Bennett, I mean, he's taken the role of quarterback full-time, and he has ran away with it. He's been tremendous, over 1,500 passing yards, along with 19 touchdowns. And then that rushing attack led by J.R. Patterson, he's the headliner. He's averaging a whopping 123 yards per game. And the Wildcat quarterback turned receiver this year, and Bruce Apouche, over 100 receiving yards per game. Just eye-popping numbers all around. But the real star of the show is that offensive line led by Thierry Cannon, who they've just been steamrolling everybody and giving those running backs some clear pass down the field and just giving that Peyton Boucher connection tons of time to develop. So I don't think it's going to change at all in this contest. I think the offensive line is going to dominate and make it a lot easier for that offense to move the ball against Lee Academy. And the defense, they've been an unstoppable force as well. Brandon Howard, what addition he has been, transferred over, the former Jag, leading the squad with 76 tackles. Sonny Hawker, not too far behind, 73. You got Jeremy Clemmer, John Hampton Hewlett. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, these contributors for Hayward's defense, Cody Parkworth, 4 interceptions, and you got those terrain guys like Bruce Apouche and Anthony Frepp, who play both sides, and they have that speed and the athleticism to really match them with anybody. And we mentioned this in our interview, but they have some outstanding defensive coaches who have been game planning for the best teams and have just been really, really impressive. So Mike Heath has done a phenomenal job along with his fellow assistants. So I think they're going to present another solid game plan, and that defense should be able to stop Lee Academy all throughout this game. And, you know, I think the Cavaliers will give it their all. I just think that Thomas Hayward, everything they have at their disposal will just be too much over there against Lee Academy and Charleston Southern Saturday night. And, you know, they've been running through everyone. You can't discount the Cavaliers, though. They've taken care of business in 1A. But I don't think they compare to all the threats that the Rebels present on all sides of the ball. So I think it could be a little closer than what we've seen in the last few weeks. I think if the Cavaliers can get some things going early and maybe make a big defensive stop or make a long touchdown run or something like that to get the Thomas Hayward group rattled, we could see a competitive game. But I just think the talent and how Thomas Hayward has just rolled over everybody these last couple contests, I don't think Robert E. Lee is going to be a team that will bring down Thomas Hayward. I just think the Rebels will get some breaks early, whether it's an explosive play, a big turnover, either or really, to get that separation. And then I think they'll eventually coast to that third straight Skeezer title.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, like we said with the Hilton Head Christian game, there's always a path. There's, you know, these are, anytime you make it to the state championship game, you can play. So this is a team that can beat anybody on any given day. I don't see Robert E. Lee having the size up front to really match up with Thomas Hayward. There's just not very many Skeezer 1A teams who do. You might have a couple of guys up front who can get the job done, but Hayward's got five of them who are all, you know, public school size linemen. So it's a really tough matchup for anybody. You know, I think that Hayward would have to come out a little jittery and make some early mistakes to let the Cavaliers stick around for this to be really a close game, a competitive game. And it may be, but I do think Hayward is enough better that as long as they execute and don't make careless mistakes, they're going to take care of business. And we have a lot of confidence that they are going to do that because of an outstanding coaching staff out of Thomas Hayward. Nick Shuford has been building a heck of a program out there for a long time now, about 10 years. And it's been fun to watch them build up this program that has really become a Skeezer 1A dynasty. And we were fortunate to get Coach Shuford to join us on the show. So let's check out our interview with Coach Shuford here on the Loco Sports Lowdown Podcast. Well, we're happy to be joined now on the Loco Sports Lowdown Podcast by Thomas Hayward Academy coach Nick Shuford. And coach, it's been a phenomenal season for you. You know, going back to that season opening loss at First Baptist, You've just been on a tear since then, 11 in a row, going into the state championship game for the fourth year in a row, trying to win it for the third year in a row. And what a ride it's been out there in Redland, huh?
Yeah, we're having a good time right now. Everything this year hasn't always been pretty, but we've found a way to get it done, and we keep getting better every week, and that's the goal.
Coach, we just mentioned the First Baptist game, that opener. Just tell me about the progression of this team from that opener back in August to now, just rolling past the competition down the stretch to reach a state championship.
I like starting our season like that. I know they weren't originally on our schedule, but I like starting the season out with games that people are like, what the heck are you doing playing them? You know, you're not supposed to win it anyway. If you do win it, great. And if you didn't win it, hey, guys, you're not as good as you think you are. We need to get back to work. And I think that kind of set the tone there for a couple weeks. And then maybe coming off the big win at Trinity Burns, maybe we got big-headed again a little bit. And, you know, a couple close games that I didn't think should have been close games kind of woke us up a little bit going back in. And like you said, we have been rolling the last few weeks.
A lot of parallels really to last year with the way you guys kind of had that midseason dip and then came back with the vengeance, you know, the last half of the season and into the playoffs. Is that just kind of a complacency thing that you have to battle when you're, you know, playing a lot of overmatched opponents and, you know, kind of rolling through the season? Is that something as a coach that you kind of have to stay on top of and, you know, keep guys, you know, on top of their game and focused?
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things I think you have to battle when you've got a team as talented as we do, you know. You know, you tell them every week's important, you know, everybody's gunning for you, but it's when you're a teenage kid and you think you're invisible, you know, that's another thing. So every once in a while, some of those wake-up calls are good for us.
Talk about having the opportunity to play tight, close games that you're able to do with John Paul II and B.A., two fantastic teams from 2A that last year really both exceeded their expectations. But just tell me about the experience playing those two teams who really tested you and kind of gave you some of those guys a wake-up call going into this back half of the season. And just the experience of fighting in a close game just really helps you because sometimes you'll have to battle. And you haven't been able to do it so far since you've been blowing guys out, but just – the experience of being in such a tight battle like that should really help the team, and it has helped the team in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has in years past, and, you know, this year, who knows what's going to happen Saturday. So, you know, if we find ourselves in a tight ball game like that, we do have the experience of playing in tight games that come right down to the wire, and hopefully we can draw back on some of those experiences.
Well, you guys certainly, you also have the experience of being in the state championship. That's definitely something you can lean on, but it's a new venue this year, and it's one that you're pretty familiar with, going back to the old stomping grounds. You excited to go up to Charleston Southern and play at the alma mater?
I am. That's going to be fun. You know, a lot of memories on that campus, so that's going to be fun.
Coach, just take me through the season and talk to me about how this offense has become maybe the best that I've ever seen it recently at Thomas Hayward, and just talk about how Peyton Bennett has really revolutionized his team at quarterback. You used Bruza Pouche a lot down the stretch last year, but now you're sticking with a more traditional Peyton Bennett at quarterback. So tell me how he has improved this year and how that leadership at quarterback and his presence has really helped take this offense a big step up here down the stretch in the playoffs.
I mean, the easy thing to do when you're playing Thomas Hayward is, you know, they're going to run it 35 times a game. So load the box and try to stop the run game. Peyton has given us another dimension this year, and people can't do that anymore. Really. I mean, you've got to pick your poison. Are you going to put eight in the box and try to go one-on-one with Pouche and Brandon Howard and some of the other guys we've got, or, you know, you're going to try to be more balanced? And it's, so far, it's, you know, kind of been pick your poison, and we've been able to counter whatever the defense has wanted to do, whether they're going to try to shut us down run wise or if they're going to bracket those guys in coverage.
You mentioned Brandon Howard there, and he's one of a number of guys who came over when Ridgeland Hardyville canceled their season. You know, what have those guys brought to the table? You know, obviously some of them are phenomenal athletes and great players. Brandon was a star for the Jaguars and has been for you guys too. But what have those guys brought to, you know, the team dynamic? And it seems like you have a pretty cohesive group this year.
We do. I mean, everybody, we've got most of our guys, you know, have been here since kindergarten and have been really tight knit. And then you've got, you know, a couple new guys this year and they've all fit right in. I mean, it is really, it's kind of cliche, but it is a big family. They're very tight. They hang out with each other and you know, we've got a really good chemistry going.
Coach, you've got some fantastic running backs, fantastic skilled players in J.R. Patterson, Bruce Boucher, Anthony Fripp, Jacob Shuford, but that offensive line has been the star this year with De'Aaron Cannon, John Hampton Hewlett, just such an incredible group down there, creating some big holes for the running game and protecting Peyton Bennett to make some big plays in the passing game. So just talk about how important and how good that offensive line has been, really helping that entire offense go to really, really fantastic heights this year.
Yeah, I know you guys like to give the bigs love, but a lot of people don't. It definitely starts up front with us. Obviously, Theron and John Hampton get most of the credit because they're the seniors on the line, and they do lead that group. But that whole unit for us has been huge this year. Max Hickey, Quillen White, and Preston Hamilton being the other three starters up front. I mean, that whole group, that's what gets our offense rolling, whether it be in the passing game or the run game. It all starts up front with them, and so far they've done a phenomenal job.
And you've had those guys going both ways a little bit more, or Theron at least playing a little bit more on defense. John Hampton's been just a monster on defense all year. You know, the defense for you guys has been really lights out here down the stretch. How excited are you about how that group has come together and some of the guys who have stepped up and filled holes that you had from last year? It seems like you just keep reloading on that side of the ball.
I'll be honest with you, man. It's a lot like the offensive side of the ball. You know, pick your poison. Where are you going to try to attack us? We've got those bigs that we talked about on the offensive side in the middle with Brandon Howard and Jeremy Clemmer at linebackers. And then at outside linebacker on one side, you've got Poucher, and the other side, you've got Brandon Smith or Zach Black. And I mean, there's really nowhere to go if we play the way we're capable of playing.
Coach, you have a great assistant and Mike Keith, who has done some phenomenal stuff, game planning on the defensive side for some talented athletes, such as Antoine McKay for Bethesda Academy. Tell me about the work he's done in helping this defense become an unbeatable unit this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a great job for us. You know, he's been the DC out here for years for me, and he does a great job. And I honestly would put my coaching staff up against anybody else's in the state. I don't think there's a staff out there that puts in the hours and cares about the kid as much as our group does. They just pour it into this program.
Well, it definitely shows. And one of the benefits of some of those blowout wins that you guys have had is you've been able to get some younger players, some, you know, quality time in varsity games and just keep that pipeline going. And one of them is your son, Dietrich Shuford, getting a little time at quarterback in eighth grade. What's that feel like as a father and coach to be able to, you know, watch your son put it on the varsity for the first time and have success? I mean, he's had several 100-yard rushing games. And to know that you're going to be able to stick him under center for the next 4 years has to feel pretty special.
It feels like I'm getting really old is what it feels like. No, he's done a good job. Our goal there is just to get all those young guys as much experience as we can. I mean, you know, we're wanting to keep this train rolling for the next few years and make deep runs into the playoffs, and as much experience as we can get those young eighth and ninth graders this year as possible, I think it's only going to benefit us in the years to come.
Well, Coach, wrapping this up, you're heading over to Charleston Southern to take on Robert E. Lee in the state championship, trying to complete a three-peat, just an amazing accomplishment. What's going to be the key to get the job done and take home that third straight championship?
We've got to take care of the ball, for one. They're a very good defensive team, give you a lot of different looks on the defensive side of the ball. So ball security is going to be huge, and trying to get three and outs on them on the defensive side of the ball. They're one of those teams that I mean, they're perfectly fine with putting together a 15-play, 9-minute drive and just keeping the ball away from you. And we've got to try to limit those, the length of those drives as much as we can.
Well, Coach, you guys have been doing it all year, and we look forward to seeing you try to finish it off a phenomenal season on Saturday evening out at Charleston Southern. We'll be out there, of course, with all the coverage, so check that out on Sunday, late Saturday, early Sunday on locosports.com. Nick Schieffer, thanks so much, man. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll see you up in Charleston.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for everything you do.
All right. We'll be right back with more on the Loco Sports Lowdown Podcast. Well, obviously, Nick Schieffer, very confident going into Saturday because he's seen what his team can do all season long and seen their work ethic. And like he said, that coaching staff does a phenomenal job of preparing them for Friday nights, or in this case, for Saturday evening up in Charleston Southern and West. That game's going to be – it's going to be a lot of fun. I think back to last year going up there for the state championship games for the same two teams. And, you know, it's just a fun day. I think Skeeza does a really good job with their state championships. Last year at Benedict, it was really a great environment. And I suspect it'll be as good or better at Charleston Southern this year. So I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a fun road trip up to Charleston.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I had a blast last year covering up over there at Benedict. Two great games. Thomas Hayward, a fantastic win over Bethesda and Antoine McKay. And then that game between Christian Academy and Trinity was maybe the best high school football game I've ever seen. That was back and forth, offensive action. Just those teams were battling in a way like I've never seen. I mean, they were just – that was a – outstanding fight, and Christian Academy just coming up short. Hayden Shin throwing for 7 touchdown passes. That was just legendary stuff. What a way to go out. Unfortunately, not able to get the win, but just an amazing job by Hayden Shin. And that game was in the rain. That was in the pouring rain, and he was still able to throw it deep for 7 touchdowns. That is unbelievable. Even a year later, that game was a classic. So we'll see how this year lives up to that. I do think these two teams will win convincingly. I don't expect it to go down to the wire, but you never know. Any given Sunday or any given Saturday, like you said, either team can win. I think, you're in the state championship for a reason. You're a great team. And so it's going to be a tough test for both. I do think both teams will come out of Charleston state champs, and we'll get two champs to talk about for our recaps. And so I'm excited to head over to Charleston Southern. What a great facility. As you said, Skeeza does an amazing job hosting those state championships, and what a fun day it's going to be on Saturday. Looking forward to covering it, and we'll have all the highlights, the recaps, everything up for you Sunday morning on locosports.com.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The culmination of a long season is always a great time, and always more fun to write about and talk about winning teams than heartbreaking losses. So from that standpoint, we'll be hopeful for 2 state championships coming back to the Loco, so we can write happy stories and make everybody's Sunday great. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Loco Sports Lowdown. Thanks so much for joining us. If you enjoyed it, check it out, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts. You'll get a notification every time we drop a new episode. We've had 5 a week during football season. We're going to keep it rolling with 3 episodes per week throughout the winter. A boys hoops report, a girls hoops report, and our regular interview and news show. So be sure to subscribe so you get a notification every time we drop a new one. Thanks for being here for this one. And until next time, go Loco.